River 1467, your feel-good station. Joining me on the phone, a very good morning to our Mildura Rural City Council Mayor, Councillor Liam Wood. Great to talk to you, Liam.
You too, Dave.
Now, well, tell me, I couldn't get down there on Monday, the Mildura Sporting Precinct Stage 2 updates. I know you've had an update for the community, and I can see that a few things are actually getting done down there.
Yeah, it's actually very much ramped up at the moment. So there's a lot of things obviously coming up on the calendar. So it's full steam ahead. The two hills have been built and they'll be sown at the end of this week. So that'll allow another 5,000 spectators to the major events coming up, such as the AFLW and obviously the huge concert of Kings of Leon. We've got the aluminium seating to go around the perimeter fence, which will be fantastic, which everyone's been asking for. So that's around about another 350 spectators, and that'll be in before the AFLW game as well. And obviously, we've got the design for the terrace seating, which will be undercover as well, which that's coming up shortly. That'll allow for another 200 spectators. So it's very much coming to fruition, especially the number one oval, which is fantastic. But we've also got the netball courts are almost being finished. They'll be sometime in October. We've got the squash courts being laid shortly. So that'll be a huge one. And also the blinds that everyone's been asking for, they've all been ordered and they've actually been put in by a local supplier, which is even better. And that'll be in by September. And to top it all off, the perimeter fencing is going has started to go in as well. So it's well underway. It's a massive construction site out there and everyone's frantically working to get to tick these things off before we have some major events out there.
This is huge news, isn't it?
Mm.
It is
fantastic.
Huge news. Yes. People are saying, oh, long time coming, but it was always stage two, a lot of these things, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And at the end of the day, these things take time. And we've, some of them have been held up by the, we've had a lot of rain. So laying of concrete and things that hasn't been able to happen, but it's all coming to fruition. So it'll add to how fantastic it is already. So looking forward to that.
Makes sense. Now, something else that's very, very exciting. Coffee with the Mayor is coming up. I was talking about this yesterday. I was referring to it as coffee with the cop, and it's like, no, hang on. That's where the Mayor got the idea from. That's not really true either, but a great idea, this. It really is, Liam.
Yeah, and it's just going on the back of success. So we had a couple of months ago, we ran it, and we were fully booked out. So I just want to be able to get out and speak to everyone as much as possible. So we've booked in another session and I'm trying to get out to the regions and the outlying towns. So this one is in Redcliffe and it'll be Monday the 22nd of August. Each session's 15 minutes long and if all else fails, you get a free coffee. So that's the main thing. But it's just to get out and have a chat. And if you've got any queries or questions or just want to have a chat to me, make sure you do that. And booking is also essential because there's only a few limited spots there. So make sure you get in Thursday, the 18th of August, and just ring the executive support assistant, Penny Robinson, in at council.
Now, of course, if you've got something that they want to, if someone has got something to talk to you, a brief note about that would be a good idea so you can do your homework before you go out too, right?
Yeah, that's right. Make sure you raise your topic so I can come as prepared as possible to try and give you as many answers as possible. That's the main thing. And even with the last lot, we've done some follow-ups and gone around to see everyone that
Lovely.
We spoke to beforehand and seen their issues on site and at hand. And some of those have been ticked off already too. So it's progressing well and it's something that I really enjoy.
I was going to say, this is something that you were really passionate about, wasn't it?
Yeah, that's right. And, we've had started up the community conversations as well. So we've been out to Ogun last month. So I was just in Walkup last night to speak to the community out there. So it's something that's really important to me. And that's how we get feedback and how we make, good educated decisions is by speaking to as many people in the community as possible.
Yeah, that does make sense. Look, the new online community directory has been launched. Tell me what this is about, Liam.
Yeah, this is a great one. Community directory has gone live this week and it's housed on council's website. The directory contains the contact information for community groups, organisations and other services across the region. So
So the, you know, the idea behind the directory is to provide one central location for the community to easily locate and connect with everything from local sporting and recreation groups, early years education, care providers, and through to special interest groups. So that's just a great initiative and something that makes life a little bit easier for the community to find those certain groups, or even put their own groups up on that online community directory, which doesn't cost anything. So if you wanted to go visit the directory, just jump on mildura.vic.gov.au/community directory.
Easy done. Look, great to catch up with you, Liam. We will talk again. And I must thank you, too, for the last couple of weeks. I think it was Stefano last week, and I think it was Helen the week before from memory. But is sharing the love around a bit, Liam?
Yeah, and that's another important thing, too. You know, we need to hear from all councillors, and, you know, they've got their respective portfolios as well that people want to hear from. So I'm happy to share the radio spots that so we get a difference of opinion and a different view each time. So that'll continue.
Lovely.
And hopefully the councillors enjoyed it, and so did the community.
Okay, well, look, thank you very much for that, Liam. I did actually jokingly not call someone Liam the other day. Actually pointed out, this is not Liam for today. So, but it is good to talk to you. We'll talk again.
All right. Thanks, Dave. Cheers.